This is 2EC playing the South Coast greatest hits. Now it's time to talk about the natural beauty of the far South Coast, particularly the Sapphire Coast. I was looking through the Bega District News just yesterday and came across an article about Navigate Expeditions, which are looking to facilitate ecotourism in the area in conjunction with the Australian Geographic. And I've got Jess Taunton on the phone, who runs Navigate Expeditions. How are you today, Jess?
Very well, thank you.
Now, you guys are all about facilitating ecotourism in the area. Can you please tell me a little bit about your business and what you were doing with the Australian Geographic the other day?
For sure. So Navigate Expeditions is facilitating multi-day expeditions to the far south coast, and we hosted Australian Geographic down here a month ago as they are looking at running expeditions down here on the south coast that'll highlight the natural beauty of the area, as well as citizen science projects and staying at some really cool places like Tanzer Lagoon Camp that are all about ecotourism and sustainability in the travel industry.
So just tell me about, firstly, about your business, Navigate Expeditions. You have a wonderful initiative where for every tour, for each guest that you take, you plant a tree for each guest. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, so we have about 50 acres here in Kallaroo, and 25 is set for land for conservation. So for every guest that comes away with us, we plant a tree on their behalf. We're planting a lot of Australian natives at the moment, and we're just trying to regenerate the land that we purchased a few years ago.
And where do you take the guests on these tours?
So we run day trips around the Sapphire Coast. So we have tours running in Mimosa National Park. We do the beautiful Bithree Walk. And we also do kayak trips. So we've done the Bega River, which is just sensational, lots of bird life. And with the Australian Geographic and the longer trip, so we go down to what used to be called Ben Boyd National Park. We stay at the lighthouse and we do some shorter day walks in that area. So we're covering a wide variety of places on the Sapphire Coast and just really highlighting on the natural aspect.
It is a particularly beautiful area down here on the far south coast, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. So I've spent the last few years travelling around the world. I used to run photographic tours around the world. So I've been a tour guide in places like Antarctica, Africa, Alaska, Greenland, lots of places. And this place, it really stands out. Because of COVID, I've spent a lot more time in this area and I really enjoyed it. It's been a wonderful base when I haven't been able to go travelling elsewhere around the world.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic idea. So best of luck, Jess, with your business, and hopefully you get a lot of guests and show them the stunning beauty of the far south coast. If people want to get a hold of Navigate Expeditions, how do they do that?
Yeah, just navigateexpeditions.com.
Okay, all right. Well, you have a great day, Jess, and thanks for giving me some time on the radio.
Thank you very much.